the peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you in a mighty way. In this hour that we are in, we are going to need the anointing of Yahweh. There are many spirits in this hour, and they are trying to fabricate what Yahweh intends and instruct His people in how to walk, to come before Him, and how that they must carry on the administration of His truth. And so we find today many spirits that are deceitful, that have come by the power of darkness. We that have the anointing of Yahweh, we must be led by Him and not by some strange foreign spirit. We hear today that there are many memorials that are going up. We hear about the 9/11 memorial. What is a memorial? Is it something that is relevant? Does it have any kind of importance? Well, we must understand the memorial of Yahweh. Now, what is Yahweh's memorial? What is a memorial? It is something that always keeps that person or people alive unto the remembrance of that particular thing or that person. Now, I understand in this nation and around the world that we have identified this great Creator as, quote, God, unquote, or Lords, unquote. Yet neither one of those titles actually accentuate whom Yahweh truly is. If we would, and this is a lazy, slothful generation, it is not one that is willing to prove all things and to hold fast to that which is good. Now, you can disprove, Pastor Roberts, whether I am actually speaking on a whim or if I am speaking according to factual things. You can go to your library and you can find all kinds of information, definitions of the word God, and see if that describes Yahweh. He has a name, my friends, and Satan is a liar, and he wants to destroy the identity or the memorial of Yahweh. And that is, we remember Him, and that the importance of His name brings about this ardor or this burning fire in our souls, that it causes us to keep Him in our minds, our thoughts, in our hearts, that we give all of our attention over unto Him. And Yahweh has given us a name, and His name, as David declared, Thy name, O Yahweh, endureth forever, and Thy memorial, O Yahweh, throughout all generations. What is the memorial of Yahweh? It is His name. And that name is going to endure even in the eternal abodes whereby we will abode or live with Yahweh. Profoundly, the Scripture, as Yahadah, saw this profound revelation. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. I ask you, my friends, how do we deny that? How in our religious construed traditions we deny the word of Yahweh? We deny Scripture. How is it that we are that ignorant and that lost in our thinking that we cannot perceive even a natural sentence or a natural explanation of a thing? I want to show you the identity of this memorial, Yahweh. It says in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1, Yohanan, John, the scripture says, and I looked. He actually saw it. He perceived that thing before him. He said, I look, and to my amazement, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion. He tells us exactly the place where he stood, actually names the mountain that he stood upon. Isn't that something that is amazing? The mountain has a name, but the Father that created the mountain has no name. Johannes says, I saw him, Messiah, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Look at this profound identity, said, having his father's, whose father? The Lamb's father. Well, how did Messiah teach us how to pray? He said, we come before the Father and identify him as our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, what is the hallowed name? Is it God, Gad, Lord, those pagan titles? Or is the name of Yahweh the hallowed name? Yohanan says, I saw these people, 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Tell me, what is the father's name? For his name is his memorial. David declares in Psalms 135, verse 13, thy name, not, O Lord, that is not a name. He says, thy name, O Yahweh, Lord, is a title. Tell me, my friends, you say, we know what Lord we're talking about. It is emphasized with a capital L. And we know what God we are talking about. We emphasize that with a capital J. Are we that ignorant? How do you emphasize a title because you emphasize a capital or a lowercase? How can one tell? How do you tell any difference if you say God that is a pagan and God that you say is the mighty one that created all things? Or if you use the other title, Lord, how can that be? It is our ignorant traditions that have taught us that I do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christo. You don't even know where the name originated. This is an ignorant generation, and Satan knows the ignorance, the unwillingness, the undesire to press and to know the perfect will of Yahweh. David said, thy name, Yahweh, that name endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Yahweh, throughout all generations. What is Yahweh's memorial? It is his name. and his name endureth throughout all generations. It was there with Moshech, and it was there with Yohara, as he began to perceive the profound revelation of Messiah. When he comes the next time, we wait and anticipate for the great revelation of Yeshua, the Messiah. He is coming not as this little one in swaddling rags, but he's coming as the authority of vengeance of Almighty Yahweh. So we can perceive with our religious minds that comfort our flesh that everything is all hunky-dory. It is not that way. Yahweh will only bring his house and his seed to the knowledge of the true power of his name. That is why men fight against it, because Satan fought against it. And those that declare themselves to be Jews fought against it, because Messiah declared, I am come in my Father's name. Well, Pastor Roberts, that is simply declaring the authority. My friend, that is not declaring the authority, because Messiah goes on to say, I have come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. And what clarifies that in Yohara 5:43, he says, if another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive. One coming in his own that belongeth unto one. Is that not the definition of own? It belongs to that one. Does the Father owns a name, or is he some generic one? And there is no memorial unto his name. Yet in this nation, there are memorials of every sort. They have memorials for the African Americans and for the Caucasians. They are icons, and those that they perceive to be mighty men, men of valor and strength, honor, yet they build their memorials unto them. And yet Yahweh, this mighty Creator, and redeem us from the power of sin and from the curse of darkness, he has a generic name, and it is Lord, and it is God. That is not so. And we that are truly sanctified by the anointing of his Spirit, we ought to remove those words from our vocabulary, because he is not identified as Lord, nor in the terminology as God. I say to you, all God are made. Every God is made. He is made up in the minds of men. They create their gods by their philosophy, their intellect, their thinking. Yahweh has no beginning or any end. And all gods have a beginning, whether they are Zeus, Moloch, Ashtaroth, Shotan, they all have beginnings. What is Yahweh's name? His name is his memorial. And once we understand his name, it will bring us into great light of understanding whom Yahweh truly is, my friends, and we will not reject the power and the truth of his name. The scripture tells us in Exodus chapter 17, verse 13 through 16. It says, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of a sword. Listen, my friend. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. He said, I shall destroy even the thought of Amalek, that there shall be no remembrance of him. And the scripture tells us that the wicked, their name, shall be destroyed forever. And there shall be no remembrance or no memorial of the name of the wicked. And when Yahweh spoke that, it says in Exodus 17, verse 15. And Moses built an altar, and he called the name of it Yahweh Nissa, Yahweh Nissia. For he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war and will make Amalek from generation to generation. He said, because of the oath of Yahweh, I build this altar for a memorial unto him, Yahweh Nissia, that he will be remembered for the mighty manifestation of his power to deliver and to break the yoke and the shackles of the wicked one, that Amalek will be destroyed, and there will be no name or mentioning of Amalek under the heavens. That is what Shatan, is trying to do with the precious name of Yahweh. Men despise that name. You began to call upon Yahweh, the precious Creator. You began to sense a battle of darkness. Yet that name alone, every knee of hell, every power of darkness bow, and it runs for cover. And yet Shatan tells this corrupt generation, tell me, my friend, where did the name Jesus come from? It is not transliterated from Yahshua, Yahweh. It cannot be. It cannot. You transliterate names as they are. And that is the law of grammar of any nation. The law of grammar is simply that. Well, how do you know that Yahshua speak in a Hebrew tongue? Do you believe he speak in a Hebrew tongue, my friends? Do you believe that? Can he speak in any language that he wants to? Or does he simply speak in Hebrew? What tongue does Yahweh speak in? What tongue did Yahweh speak on to his apostles? Men like Saul. I want to read from Scripture. What Scripture says? It says in Acts, in the book of Acts, we will see what Almighty Yahweh says. We will see if it is the truth. The Scripture tells us in the book of Acts, whereby Messiah, where Paul was on the road to Damascus. I'm quite sure we know the story. As Paul was on the road of Damascus to persecute the saints, to bring them under great death and pain because they were speaking in that wonderful name of Almighty Yahweh. And so as Paul began to travel that road to Damascus, to bring havoc, and to wreak havoc upon the saints of Yahweh. As he began to move in his flesh, because he believed that he was a mighty man of great strength and valor. He knew, as a man that kept the law, and he kept it impeccably, there was nothing in him that that distorted the laws of Almighty Yahweh. And Paul, as he began to travel that road to Damascus, he heard this voice speak from heaven. Saul, 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 why thou persecutest thou me? He heard Messiah as he spoke unto him, why are you persecuting me? Why have you done these things that you are doing? Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts chapter 9, verse 4. And he said, who art thou, Master? And the scripture says, and Yahshua said, I am Yahshua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. He said, why are you doing these things against me, Saul? Why is it that thou would come against me in the way that you have come against me? Do we not believe Paul, Saul, being the man that he was, that he spoke 13 different languages? Do you believe that? I believe that, my friends. He spoke those languages. And yet when Messiah, it said he spoke in a Hebrew tongue unto him, why art thou doing these things unto me? Yet this generation will not receive the truth of Yahweh. They will not acknowledge what he says. They will not believe what the Master says. For they fight against this profound truth. And yet they will worship the creature more than they do the Creator. They will not adhere to what Yahweh says. They will not obey. They will not walk in the discipline of truth. They will not adhere to the voice of Yahweh. They will not obey what he says, because they're walking under the strength of their gods, their gods. It is not Yahweh. It is not Almighty Yahweh, the Mighty One of Israel. It is not him that they are following and obeying. And so the name of Yahweh, it is not a name that is reverenced today. It is not a name that is a memorial of strength unto men, that they call upon that name, that they take strength in that name, because that is the mighty name of the Father. His name is Yahweh. His name is not. It is not Lord, and it is not God. His name is a memorial unto him. And we should take great delight in that precious name of Yahweh, because in that name we find salvation, we find all that it is needed for the strength of this hour. And we need to walk in the strength of that name, the name of Yahweh. That is the Father's name. And when we call upon that name, it reminds us of whom he is and the power of his might. The scripture says in Acts chapter 26, verse 14, it says, when Paul, when he had fallen to the earth, he said, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. Why did he speak to Saul in a Hebrew tongue? He did not speak to him in an English tongue, nor did he speak to him in a Greek or a Latin tongue. But he spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue. And if he spoke to him at verse 15, and he said, who art thou, Master? And he said, I am Yahshua, whom thou persecutest. He told him his name. Do you think he said, I am Jesus? Lies from the pit of hell. Well, that is the precious name. It is not the precious name. The precious name is Yahweh. And in that name you find the Son's name. For the Son came in the Father's name. I know your religious tradition tells you that that is the precious name, but there is only one precious name, and that is the name of Yahshua. He spoke unto Saul in a Hebrew tongue. And if he spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue, what name did he declare unto Saul? Tell me, my friend, what was the name that he decried unto Saul? It was not Jesus. It was not a Greek Latin name. This has come by the conspiracy of darkness in this hour. Shaitan and his disciples of hell to desecrate and to destroy the memorial of Almighty Yahweh. Men today, when they use that expression God, they have their own identity as to whom their God is. That is why you have such discrepancies with the Baptists, the Methodists, the First Baptists, and the Southern Baptists. Their gods are different. The Southern Baptists, they serve a conservative God. While the more liberal body of the Methodists serve a liberal God. Now, which one are right? Which one is right? Well, they both are right. They brought them under the disguise of darkness. Their minds cannot see, nor can they perceive the things that are righteous from Yahweh. And so they bicker and fight about the character of their God. The Methodists say theirs is mythology. The Baptists say theirs is Baptist. The Apostolics say theirs is the Apostolic. And these people will not even keep the laws of Yahweh. They're full of their own perversion, and they actually think they're in high standards with Yahweh. I'm here to tell you, my friend, you are deceiving yourself. There's only one way. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. Yahweh, he pondereth the spirit of a man. Messiah did not speak in a Latin tongue. The scripture says in Acts 26:14, he spoke in a Hebrew tongue. He called on Saul, why do you persecute me? He says, hard for you to kick against a prick. And Saul, he cried out, who art thou? He knew that he was the master, and he said, I am Yahshua, whom thou persecutest. He did not say, I am Jesus, I am your Lord, I am your God. He said, I am Messiah. I am Yahweh. You persecuteth me. You fight against my name. And that is the thing that caused the uproar with Paul. That's why he was on the way to Damascus. He heard about this group using that name, Yahweh. And knowing that they were taking his name in vain. That is what the Pharisaic order taught, and they believed that. What father doesn't want the son to know his name? And this ignorant generation, that religious spirit that you have, you actually think it brings about a profound knowledge of Yahweh's truth, but it doesn't. These men, they call themselves prophets. They are prophets of Baal, and not the prophets of Yahweh. For if a man is a prophet of Yahweh, he will know the name of Yahweh. When he hear that name, he will not fight. These liars will say that those that use that name Yahweh, they cause much division. You are a perverted liar, whomever you are. There has not been more division caused but in that name of Jesus. That's why the house is divided. Don't tell me this religious whore is standing. She is a religious prostitute. And this thing that we call in the name of Jesus, it is not standing against nothing. Has no power. Has no purity. It's just a Jezebel, a fleet-footed whore. Walking about, carrying herself about, flirting with every kind of vile spirit there is. And we want to say that that wonderful name, and the most precious name of Yahweh, causes division, no? It will bring a divide. What his name will. It will cause the heathens to declare their name, and those that know Yahweh, they're going to be strong, and they're going to do export. They're going to use that wonderful name. Well, Pastor Roberts, it is not important. Well, why did Yohana? One of the most profound things he told us, that 144,000, why don't you read that in your King James scripture? Why don't you read it? Or in your interlinear, or your NIV, it will tell you. He said, I look, and he saw this lamb on the Mount Sion. He saw him, and with him he identifies the amount, 144,000. And it said, having his father's name written. I say, my friend, simply take your dictionary and look up the word written and tell me what it is. Did not Messiah say to Shaitan when he was in the wilderness 40 days, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh? Where was it written? Was it written in the New Testament? My friend, it was written in the Torah. It was written by the prophets and David, the Psalms. So even Messiah said it is written. Did Messiah lie? The one that you call Jesus, did he lie? Did he lie, my friend? We know that Shaitan is the father of all lies. So did he lie? If he did not lie, he said it is written. Then what name is written in the 144,000? Give me some clarity, please. You that have the answer, you can call me. Area code 843-658-6222. And you can call now and tell me the name that was written or is written in the forehead of this 144,000. May I ask you another question? What is the name and the number of the beast? And every man has declared it was Adolf Hitler, Ronald Reagan. They've all declared Boutros Ghali. They've all declared that he has a name. And yet this mighty creator, he has no name. Jehovah is a pagan hybrid name. It is not his name. Well, Pastor Robert, you speak in a way that it frightens people. We must declare his name. His name must be declared because Scripture tells us to do that. David declares in Psalms 145, verse 1, he said, I will extol thee, my Yah, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. What name would David bless? Is it the name of Yahweh or the name of Lord God? He said, every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. This is the generation that pray to their God of fortune. Do you not understand that in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 11, you that are listening to me tonight, turn to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 11. Do you hear me? I know that there are you that are listening. Turn in your scripture to Isaiah 65, verse 11. I want to read something there and see if you have understanding or clarity of this. I will show you what men are doing today. Isaiah 65, verse 11. I want to read this carefully. Please listen. You that are listening, only you that Yahweh intends to bring revelation and understanding to, you will hear this man of Yahweh. And what he speak, and you will declare that it is the truth of Yahweh. Isaiah 65, verse 11. Listen to this carefully. But ye are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Do you see the terminology there that they use? Troop. What is that? Have you ever asked that question? Have you ever gone to the Hebrew lexicon and tried to find out what it actually means? Has it ever troubled your mind to wonder as you read Scripture that Yahweh gives you the revelation of that? I will tell you what it means. It means God, who is the God of fortune. It is a Babylonian deity. Read it again. But ye are they that forsake Yahweh, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, for that God, for that God of fortune, the Babylonian God, and that furnish the drink offering for that number. Look at the deception. Look at what words were used. Troop and number. You know, in the English jargon, we think of number. We think of numbers, numerics. But if you actually look in the Hebrew lexicon, Strong's number, 4507, for that word number, it is actually minai, minai. It is the fate or fortune. It is the God of fate and fortune whom the Jews, they worship in Babylon. He says in verse 12, therefore, will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delight not. Therefore thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be a shame. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. Why? And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the sovereign Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name, because they gave themselves over unto this Mina, this Babylonian spirit. And that is why this nation, it is not a blessed nation. These whorehouses on every corner. You got every kind of religious doctrine. You got every kind of formation of religious acknowledgement. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. My friend, I tell you, the 144,000, they had Yahweh's name written. You're not going into the kingdom. You come to the knowledge of this truth, and you reject it. You're rejecting him. There have been saints that died ignorantly. They died waiting on the promise. And any man of Yahweh, knowing that his name is Yahweh, you will not shun that. You are afraid because you're going to lose some of those individuals. They're going to depart from you because they think they know. And they're going to go the way of the Babylonian deity. That is why these whorehouses, they always pray, oh God, give me. God, give me. God, I want this. God, in Jesus' name, I want this and that. We've been taught to do it that way. Not even knowing what God is or whom this God that you're serving. Tell me your God's name. Tell me! You say, because I use the capital letter, you ignorant man. How can someone differentiate a capital letter on the word God, not a lowercase? Oh, because I know the God. You don't know him. Because if you did, you would call him by name. What is his name? Tell me, what is the name that Yohanan saw upon the 144,000? Do you know the name? Do you have understanding of the name, it was a name. And his name is his memorial. Micah says, for all the people will walk everyone in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our mighty one, forever and ever. And everyone today is walking in the name of their Eloah, their God, their false, evil God. They're not walking in the name of Yahweh. You that are saved, you that have been delivered from this present evil world, you're going to walk in that name, Yahweh. For the Father has a name. It is something what the religious church hierarchy have done today. It has destroyed the love for the name of Yahweh. And when you speak that name to this heathen generation, they literally get angry. They get very perturbed because they hate that name. Just like those that were of a synagogue of Satan that called themselves Jews, they hate that name. They despise that name. And even today, those that declare that they are Jews, they despise that name. Whether you are a Caucasian Jew, as you declare, or an African or a black man Jew, as you declare, or the Semites that are there in Israel now, they are the synagogue of hell. That's why they name their temples synagogues. Yahweh called them tabernacles. We are the assembly of Yahweh. And that is the truth. The scripture says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the Yahweh of your father has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Now that's what they're going to ask me, Yahweh. What is his name? And he always said to Moses, I am that I am. Don't you understand? I am who I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, tell them that I am Yahweh has sent you. Yahweh said more unto Moshe, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh of your father, and of Abraham, and of Isaiah, and of Jacob, has sent me unto you. And this is what he says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Is it written? Does the word of Yahweh change? What is his name then? His name is the memorial unto all generations. Do we change his name? Or do we give him an English name? Why haven't you changed the name of Michelangelo? Or Josephus? Or why not the name of Osama bin Laden? Why not change Muammar Gaddafi's name? Why not change the name of Yitzhak Rabin or Arafat? Why don't we change their names? Because their names transliterate, even in the English language, it is still the same. Why not Adolf Hitler? With a German name, let us not make it an English name. There's one thing about this perverted world. When they do not understand a thing, they will just make up a name for it. That's what languages do. So Yahweh gave himself a name that he gave unto us to understand. You can't take that name and translate it into any other language, but one name will come forth, and that's Yahweh. It will not come forth as Jehovah, as a pagan lie. It's a pagan lie. And these folks who say that they are the witness of Yahweh, and they will not keep the law of Yahweh.
For his righteousness is everlasting to everlasting, and the law of Yahweh is the truth. You tell me that you know him. You say you know his name. That is not his name. His name is not Jehovah. And I say to you, my friend, his name is not Jesus Christ either. His name is Yeshua. He is the Messiah, the anointed of Yahweh. You cannot deny that name. You're going to burn in hell. You're going to lose your soul. You deny him, he's going to deny you. You're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. You deny that name before men, he is going to deny you. And men deny that name today. They try to give you every excuse why not to use it. You that are listening to this preacher, you began to search the scripture. Take your concordance, my friends, listen. It's a simple search. You can do it. Messiah says, search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. You take your concordance. And you look up that word name, shame, in the Hebrew tongue, shame. That is how it is enunciated. It's totally different than one using the name for authority. And you look up that word name, it's 1,248 times in scripture. And you go to each one of those scriptures, take your time, my friend. And somewhere you're going to find that there is a name that has been disguised or taken out. There's a name that should be there. I tell you the name. You want to know the name? I tell you the name of the Father. Turn to your scripture. Turn to the text. To Psalms. Psalms 68. 68 and verse 4. David declares Psalms 68, verse 4. He said, sing unto Yahweh. Sing praises to his name. And then he tells us to extol, cast him high, lift him up, esteem him very high. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah. It can't be spelled J-A-H, no J in the Hebrew language. It is spelled Y-A-H, Yahweh, Yah, and rejoice before him. You're without any excuse because that is the name of Yahweh. David tells us to praise him and to extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. What is the Father's name? He is a father to the fatherless and a judge of the widows. Is Yahweh in his holy habitation. What is the Father's name? His name is his memorial, my friend. And Satan and all the power of darkness, he has no power or authority. In that name every demon must flee. Every vile spirit must flee. Satan cannot cast out Satan. And that name is a glorious name. David declares in Psalms 72, verse 19, and blessed be his glorious name forever. If his name is glorious, well then why do we call him God? Why do we call him Lord? My name is the Lord, and that is my name. Pagan lie. His name is Yahweh, and that is my name. Men want to say, well, that's not his name. That's not the truth, my friend. He has a name, and we must know that. He wants us to call him by name. He wants us to call him by name, and not identify him in some kind of pagan or some kind of title. He doesn't want that. He wants us to identify him by name. And that is what the Father desires, that we call him by his name. We cannot call him Lord. We must call him Yahweh. He declares unto us in Isaiah. His name is his memorial. Isaiah chapter 42. Listen to this. I want to begin reading at verse 6. Isaiah 42, verse 6. I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of my people, for the light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prisons, and them that sit in darkness out of their prison house. He says, I want you to know Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8, I am Yahweh, that is my name. Now, I know what it says in the King James rendition. It says, I am the Lord. How can that be his name? I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. That is his name. His name is not Lord, and is not God. His name is Yahweh. And these perverters say that the Lord, their Lord, it is not Yahweh. And he has given us opportunity and time. He has anointed men that have been brought up in traditions that they are defying, because I am one of them, and I know that that is his name. No, it did not come from reading books. It was only the book. David declares in Psalms 20 and verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh, our mighty one. That is why his name is a memorial unto the house. His name is the memorial. It is our hope. It is what we long to walk in the very light and the knowledge of that name. His name endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. That is what David declares in Psalms 72. 17. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. Did you see the sun today? Is the sun visible? Do we still have the S-U-N? And men shall be blessed in him, and nation shall call him blessed. His name is a memorial unto us. It is a strong tower. It is an enshrining. His name is enshrined. It is cherished as sacred. That is why many say that it is the sacred name, because his name is enshrined. That is what a memorial is. You enshrine that. It's very sacred. It's very pure. It's a very lovable name. And what Satan has done, giving us a counterfeit, saying, tell us that the name of Jesus, that's not his name. His name is not a Latin Greek name. It's not Jesus, and transliterated from that, Jesus. You know, you can find out this information. You don't have to go to some Yahweh or some kind of person that loves that name. You don't want to do that. But you can simply go to the library and you can find gobs of information. Can I tell you, my friends, I have in my possession, I have one of the original King James 1611 copies. And the words are misspelled atrociously. Even the name of Jesus is spelled in some parts I-V-E-S or I-E-V-E-S. And it's spelled Jesus. It is not spelled with a J. You can see some of the atrocious spelling in that. And yet, right before the New Testament, they also have the Apocrypha there. So is the Apocrypha pertinent? Is it? You say the King James 1611, that is the standard of Yahweh's truth. And yet they have revived it seven times. Is that so? You don't even know what's in there, my friend. You just go on what you've heard and what men have said, and they don't even know what's in there. And yet right in the New Testament, you have, before you enter into the New Testament, you have one page. There's this page. You have on one side the 12 tribes of Israel, and you have the 12 apostles. And right in the center of that, and on the circle, you have Yahweh written in Hebrew. His name is there. Even they know. Even the Catholic Church know, that whorehouse. Even the Pentecostals and all of them know. Even Mr. Green in the interlinear that I have, he says, his name is Yahweh, but it's too late in the game to change his name back to Yahweh than Jehovah. His name is Yahweh. Is not Mr. Green too late? And these perverters of truth, they will not tell you that. And they will try to use Jesus and Yahweh. You can't do that. That is a twisted mind. It is a double-minded man. His name is Yahshua, and the Father's name is Yahweh. And the Son came in the Father's name. Jesus is a pagan lie, and so is Lord and God. His name is Yahweh. There must be one to stand for His name and His truth. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Robert. We pray that the word of faith has been an inspiration to your heart tonight and has blessed you richly. I do want to hear from you with your offerings and gifts of support for this broadcast. Write me. You write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, South Carolina, 29718, USA. And they will not keep the feast days of Yahweh. You send a gift to me. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Row, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that will call me tonight, and let us know how the reception is coming in for this broadcast, you can call now. Call area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. Messiah said, you pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, all of you preachers that reject the name of Yahweh, what is the name that is hallowed? Is it Lord? Then who is the Lord of the Rings then? This satanic movies that's, this movie that's out that's reaping millions of dollars, that he's known as the Lord too. Call me. Area code 843-658-6222. We do gather here each Shabbat, Saturday morning, at 11 a.m. here at Victory Community. You that would like to come and be in our service, you call me, and we will give you direction how you may come and be with us on Shabbat. Wednesday evening, we have Scripture Truth every Wednesday evening, and it will bless your heart, will enrich you, and bring you to great understanding of this great Messiah that we serve and the soon-coming kingdom that is going to be established. Do not be disturbed, my friends, about all these soothsayers. They say that they know God. They don't know Yahweh, but they know God. That's why they continue in their sins and their wickedness. That's why they're perverted. That's why they're after their own gain. But they don't know Yahweh. Because if they didn't know Him, they would tell you the Father's name. What is a son? Then we're all bastards. We need to know the man that corrects us, or this one that says He has made us, that's correcting us. We want to know His name, because in that name it is the heavenly love of the Father, Yahweh. It's not found in the name of God or Lord. It's not found in the name of Jesus. That is not His name. And I preach that name more than many of you all that are listening that call yourself preachers. But that is not His name. His name is Yahshua. Yahweh is the Father. And we must come to grips with that and obey what truth says and what Scripture says, and quit falling and relying on these lying pagan traditions that destroy the very love of Yahweh. We pray that He's blessed you tonight. May He enrich you with great knowledge and understanding. From all the saints in Victory Broadcast, Victory Community, we say to you, my friends and listeners everywhere, may the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. And shalom in the mighty name of Yahshua. We bless you. Yahweh bless you.